Okay, cool. I just need to sort myself out. Because if it's ringing, I want to do this.
And I'm going to start live.
Okay, give me a second.
We're
live.
We're gonna
it's chucking it down.
Pissing it down. Oh damn it! I keep saying it. It's live. We're not meant to say stuff like that.
It's just a thing. Oh yeah, it's ringing a lot.
Oh, I hope it doesn't ring tomorrow again.
So your phone is probably going to play up again.
Oh, I got a chainsaw.
Oh, you have?
Very interesting. Wasn't interesting, was quite scary. Well, it wasn't scary, but I went... Because one of my things, like, I do my cash dues, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my lord.
What?
Phone is freaking out.
Out. Monty, stop.
Monty, stop.
I'm trying to sort myself out, because I'm not exactly wearing the best rain clothes.
Oh! Stop it!
Which phone is it?
My phone.
Oh no.
It is literally freaking out with the water. Like, stop! Going on to settings. We might have to end this because it's going ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is literally freaking out.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna work.
But when I do it on my iPod, it's absolutely fine. Guys, I have got a really rubbish phone and it hates water.
Okay, we're probably not going to be able to do...
It might end up ending the live.
Okay, so I'm just going to quickly mention that next week I'm not going to be here. And I don't know if Mom's going to do anything that week. But
probably
the week after
not.
I'll be back, so it will be good. Just wanted to quickly mention that before the live gets sabotaged by the rain. Go on, Monty.
Yeah. So basically, I went to do my cash in Rensham Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, my phone is just very, very, very freaky out.
Mm-hmm.
Did it in Rensham Forest. After I went, we went for a walk. At the most, oh my god, the wind was so silent.
Oh no, that sounds awful.
Yeah, it was absolutely freaky. It was like, oh no, this wind is absolutely dead quiet.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, okay. Nah.
And like, that's not normal. Normally, you'd have
But the weirdest
trains.
Thing was like, there was no bird sound.
Yeah.
There was like, just dead silent.
Yeah.
And it's like, no wildlife in that section. And I was like, this is not normal. Normally you hear like blue tits or...
Yeah.
And I was like, this is scary.
Also, I will mention to the people in the live, because not all of them are from the UK. A blue tit is a kind of bird. Look it up.
Oh yeah, I'm basically talking about Rensham Forest here.
Yeah.
The woods.
But
and then
the
I
rest of the world don't have blue tits.
No, or grey tits.
Well, actually some do, but America definitely doesn't.
No. And I was in there.
Uh-huh.
And I then found out that... Sorry, that scared me. I thought it was a person sign there.
Yeah.
I reacted to that.
Yeah. Monty, come on.
So basically, I found out that... I knew ages ago. That where I was walking was the actual landing site of the UFO.
Oh, damn.
And I was like, okay... And people were saying that when they walk into that part of the woods, that either people have been, have actually feel like the physical like thing, like not force, but what's the word?
Energy.
Not energy.
I don't know.
The word where almost like you've been almost like blocked going down the path.
Okay.
Like, someone's, like, physically holding you back.
Okay.
And then I also found out that side of the wood is called Blair Witch.
What?
It's called Blair Witch. Witch.
Blair
so where
Witch.
I was...
Isn't that like a...
It was called Blair Witch.
But isn't that like a, like another thing?
Yeah.
Why are they named a part of the woods?
The early frescoes who investigated the Rosemary Forest incident, they called it Blair Witch. And I was like, right, I'm in Blair Witch, where people have seen stuff like mythical creatures and craft, and but also people have like been apparently been I won't say the word scratched, but people have been kind of chased out that area. But also there is in the Rangeham Forest, there is people who do actually do witchcraft in those woods. And I have seen it. There's witches and that do witchcraft in the woods, and you get chased out of the woods. Okay. I mean, these are people. And we're in the camping site. This is, we're talking about ages ago, and you could just hear like a female screaming in the woods. And apparently, it was actually a coven in the woods doing a some sort of sacrifice in the woods.
I will say, not all witches are like that.
No, but apparently,
but most aren't.
Apparently, what was going on was some sort, someone who was in the woods got chased out the woods because of these people. Literally chased out with five people. And now I've been camping there for a good year. And yeah, there was one night where it was like absolutely freaky. I mean, I remember people at the campsite saying that they'd been chased out with people. They've seen
people. What's your friend doing?
Don't know. Just trying to end the call. People have seen. People have seen candles in the woods. But that, I wouldn't say that that happened all the time. Most of the nights, so it was just fine. But there was just one night where it was very active. People, people have gone there for magicians. People do healing in that woods. And that's where Boudicca was sighted. She went through that woods ages ago. Yeah, she went through the woods. She went through track 12. But obviously, Rangeham Forest is notoriously known for the Rangeham, the UFO incident. But I was like really freaked. I was kind of like freaked out, but kind of calm. And I was like, we're in Blair Witch. But I was like, why would you call it Blair Witch? But they apparently called it because of like really active stuff happened. And I do say my phone is literally trying to end the call. So I'm going to have to end it here. Because my phone is not coping.
That's fine.
It keeps going to camera mode and then switching.
Come on, Monty.
I can't even end the call. End. Right, okay, we've done it. Phone's done it. I've got a... Sorry about this phone, it actually, it's freaking out. Oh, sorry, I didn't say goodbye to everybody. I'm still calling on a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But because this doesn't freak out. Whereas my phone was like, oh, no. So, I'm... What leg? Oh, I thought you meant your leg. I was like, what, who? How? I've got to feel woody in the pouring rain. This is not too bad.
So
we're going to end it here because it's actually pouring
it's
rain.
It's chucking it down.
I'm drenched. Ray's drenched. The dog's drenched.
And you've already got a cough. That doesn't seem to be going away.
So. Stop it, Monty. I've got Crocs on.
Which is not the right shoe choice.
Probably less waterproof than your shoes.
Yeah.
Yes, they're fluffy, but mine got holes in.
Yeah, mine are just fabric, though, so they're not great either.
No.
But I at least have, like, rubber soles. So, like...
Let me just... Oh. But this is why I hate Swarfly, because when it, like, saves it, it has to automatically upload it.
Hmm.
Ah, okay, phone has stopped freaking out.
So, yeah.
It's the thing, because it's so sensitive, it just...
Bear with us.
Bear with me. I can't stop it, because if I stop it, it then deletes the recording.
Yeah.
So I then got to go to Wi-Fi. Just okay? Connect, please. Thank you. That was painful. So it's bye for me. I do apologise, people on the live. I had to end it because my phone would not cooperate today.
Yeah, and it's bye for me. And just a reminder, not going to be here next week.
We're not going to be here next week, but there the is. I've done a pre-recording video which will come out Wednesday.
Yeah, it's like a two-part thing.
Which we're not going to spoil.
And yeah, so I won't see you guys next week or talk to you guys next week. It'll be the week after.
I might do a small one, but it depends if I'm busy.
Yeah, it really does depend on stuff, doesn't it?
It really depends, because if I'm really, really busy, I do find it's quite...
Yeah.
Not quite short, but it's kind of like getting that time where you can actually sit down and do a podcast.
Yeah.
But I'm going to end it before this phone freaks out.
Yes.
So it's bye for me.
And it's bye for me. Bye.